securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I do get a lot of social media stuff on those insurance pop quizzes. I love those things because they're head-scratchers. I mean, sometimes you try and use logic on them, and other times you just go, I don't know. Anyway, coming up, Jesse Turner is a civil rights leader, a homeless activist, a stand-up comedian here in town. He is a licensed mason. I'm trying to think. And he's a politician. He never wants me to let anybody forget that he's a politician. He is running for Congress in CD1, trying to unseat Dina Titus. I am for anybody but Dina Titus. She is a career politician, and it's just horrible. Just horrible. This could be a seat we could turn with a uniquely different type of candidate than what we normally put up, if we put up anybody. Anyway, stay with us. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, it's going to be a slow commute on area freeways in a lot of different areas. 515 northbound at Charleston, you're bumper to bumper through there. They're doing some construction from Eastern all the way into the Spaghetti Bowl, and that's going to be there for us sometime, so get used to that. You're moving but still congested. That's 15 north past Blue Diamond. That was the site of an earlier incident. It has been cleared. Your bumper-to-bumper Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda, the site of another earlier incident, finally clearing up somewhat. But backups into the Spaghetti Bowl continue in both directions, U.S. 95 east at Rancho and 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Phoenix Suns are the first participant in this year's NBA Finals. They win the Western Conference Finals by knocking off the Clippers yesterday 130-103. They win the series 4-2. Quite the performance from Chris Paul, 41 points, 8 assists, no turnovers. The Suns are going to match up against either the Hawks or the Bucks. That series is even 2-2, Game 5 tonight in Milwaukee. Good news for Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks. There is no structural damage in his knee. He is listed as doubtful for tonight's game, but there is a possibility we could see him in the postseason again. Atlanta Hawks star Trae Young and center Clint Capella are both listed as questionable for this evening's contest. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Get
More miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O Rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Great Gap Sale started at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop styles up to 75% off, plus long weekend deals, including flip-flops from $3, tees and tanks from $6, dresses from $12, and more. Shop it all through July 5th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. The Great Gap Sale started at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop styles up to 75% off, plus long weekend deals, including flip-flops from $3, tees and tanks from $6, dresses from $12, and more. Shop it all through July 5th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local for a Thursday. I'll be off tomorrow and Monday. And we'll be back with live shows on Tuesday. Pat Casale will be filling in for me tomorrow, and then a best of on Monday. So make sure you join them. And of course, we'll have a best of on Monday, and back with a live show on Tuesday of next week. I had a chance earlier to visit with Jesse Turner. He's one of my favorite people in this town. He is, the best way to describe him. He's a civil rights leader, a homeless activist. He is a an all-around good guy. He's a stand-up comedian and is just funny as all get out. But we were talking about the New York City election, which is right now just a hot mess. And I asked him, what's going on there?
Well, ranked choice is actually something from Georgia, Fulton County, Georgia. I was fortunate enough to, as a Mason, I traveled in a union, and I lived in Fulton County. And it's a hot mess down there. That's Stacey Abrams territory. So they brought the ranked choice type of voting to New York as like an experiment for the whole country. And it's a hot mess. And the problem is Eric Adams. Are you familiar with Eric Adams?
Yes, he is leading in the early voting in New York City.
Now, he's a big problem. It's devastating for them to be leading because he's a retired police captain. And he's a black American man. And like me, although he's a Democrat, he's on the wrong side. He's running on stopping violence and peace. And this is a very, very big problem for the Democrats. As a matter of fact, they're always talking about the big lie, especially in New York media, but about how voting can't be rigged. But they released 135,000 votes illegally to stop him from being elected and being in the lead because they didn't want a black person as running the city. That's a police chief running on helping the police instead of defunding them. It would destroy Black Lives Matter. So this is a very important race because he's still leading. And if Eric Adams is elected mayor of New York, that is the end of the Black Lives Movement. So it's been a Black Lives Matter movement, which is a communist movement. So this has been a terrible week for Democrats with the bungled election and the fact that you have people like Andrew. Remember Andrew Yang when he ran for president?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's running for New York mayor, too.
That's $1,000 a month that I'd be getting in the mailbox every week or every month.
Well, he got together with Catherine Garcia and Meyer Wiley, and they double, triple-teamed Eric Adams even before they cheat him. So can you hear me?
Yes.
A lot of people feel like that they're double teaming to stop the black candidate out. And so that would end Black Lives Matter for the simple fact that thousands of people marched in New York. They wrote Black Lives Matter signs everywhere. They shipped in people from all over the country. But now that it's time for the New York citizens to vote, they have rejected Black Lives Matter in front of the country. So the Democrats cannot afford for Eric Adams to win this race.
Okay, so explain how this ranked choice thing works. I can't get anybody to give me a sober explanation of what this thing is and what it's about and how it works and why it's going to take us. They're telling me it's going to take them till July 12th to be able to declare a winner. It can't be that complicated.
It's not. It's exactly what I'm saying. It's how Stacey Abrams, and I told you about Kristen Clark last week. Remember we talked about Kristen Clark?
Yeah.
The head of the civil rights DOJ working under Merrick Garland.
Yep.
I told you she's worse than Stacey Abrams is a dingbat. She's just somebody in Georgia, just a local that tried to make a name for herself. Kristen Clark is the head of the civil rights division of the Department of Justice that's suing Georgia. She has the authority to step in and sue Texas. She has the authority to sue any state, and she's involved in this. She's a very dangerous black socialist communist woman. And they brought this Fulton County, Georgia corruption to New York to control the outcome. That's what I'm saying. They can't let a black man that's a retired police captain win this race. It would destroy Black Lives Matter narrative. I already can beat them in the Rush Limbaugh arena of debate. This is just like a home run hit for me. They can't let people like me be able to debate the end of Black Lives Matter as a communist socialist movement that black people don't support. And electing Eric Adams with an overwhelming black vote as a retired police chief against the narrative of defund the police would destroy it. So they're just cheating. The ranked choice is about us, the bureaucrats, the election committees voting for the candidate so that they can control the people without the people's vote. And black people in New York are upset because they feel like the 130,000 votes that they released was just to stop a black person. It also hurt the Democrats because they're constantly saying we're a big lie where, you know, votes can't be rigged, and they just rigged their own votes with 135,000 votes. It's just a terrible week for them. It makes everybody see that the communists are not only, you know, weak, but they're stupid, too.
Well, that brings us to this kind of new Democrat socialist legal precedent being set in America. And I know you've been very specific about this in your conversations.
Well, I'm running for Congress, and everybody's saying you can't beat Deena Titus. Deena Titus is a lightweight. My biggest problem is Republicans like Liz Cheney that works with Democrats to make sure I don't get elected. That's why they're changing the legal system. It's a whole new legal system. They just indicted the Trump organization today on this new legal justice system. Social justice, media, legal system where you try people in the court of public opinion. They've taken away due process. When me and you were young, due process, we was innocent until proven guilty. In this new legal system, due process is gone. You've seen that with Kavanaugh. The statutes of limitation, that's over. That's how Bill Cosby just got out of the jail. Why? Then he had like 50 people come after the statute of limitations to try to say that he did this or did that. Well, the statute of limitation is there for a reason. It's a law. You can't do it. Immunity deals. If they give you immunity in the old court, that means you were immune to being prosecuted. Bill Cosby found out real quick. Under this new system, although you have an ironclad immunity deal, they don't care, because under this new social justice system of new legal precedents, as long as it can hurt Republicans, it's good. So Bill Cosby's getting out of jail for black people just killed me, too. So they lost Black Lives Matter this week, and they lost me, too, with Bill Cosby. And there's no difference between Bill Cosby and Brett Kavanaugh. They did the exact same thing, you know. They took away due process. Under the new legal system, you can release classified information. That used to be a spy. But as long as you're releasing classified information against a Republican or a Trump, then that's good. You can get away with it. Tax records, they used to be illegal for the government to release people tax records. Well, if you're wealthy or Joe Biden want to raise taxes on the rich, now that's legal. Nobody can say that. FISA warrants, they used to be for foreign intelligence. Now you can get a FISA warrant on the president And it's been proven spy on him because in the new legal system, FISA warrants you don't need any evidence as long as it's against a Republican. Guilt by association, every single body who associates with President Trump is now under the RICO Act. And back in the old America where we grew up, you couldn't just be guilty by knowing somebody. They tried the Trump Foundation today with the state, with Letitia James, and I've been talking about her to you, and Cyvers. They never have a state and a city attack a company for help for fringe benefits, for being too nice. They spent millions investigating them, millions on lawyers, went through all his taxes that they had released illegally, and then they charged Weisenberg with being too nice to his employees, fringe benefits. And the Trump lawyers came on today and said nobody has ever been charged like with a federal crime for being too good to their employees. And me and you, Kevin, if we ever got a fringe benefit and we didn't pay taxes on it, like millions of Americans who did good work and was rewarded, now we're criminals too.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? That's Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1, trying to unseat Dina Titus. And I'm just going to tell you, I know he's come from out of nowhere, but he is different enough that those that are fed up with the status quo could look at somebody like Jesse Turner and say, "Hey, this is the guy that can unseat Dina Titus." Don't know how it'll work in the primary. We'll just have to find out. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
Are you or do you know a 16 to 18-year-old who is falling behind in school? Do you find yourself struggling to keep up or perhaps often getting in trouble? That's okay because you're not alone and help is available. Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy is a voluntary, tuition-free program open to Nevada students like you. BBYCA uses a military structure to assist in reclaiming lost credits, instill discipline, develop self-reliance, and foster a sense of community. Over a 22-week period, cadets will reside at the campus in Carlisle, Sutherland, Nevada. After graduation, they'll enter the 12-month post-residential phase where they'll receive continued support and resources to help achieve their goals. If you're ready to accept the challenge, apply now for the July 2021 class. Check out the website at nvng.nv.gov/BBYCA or simply search for Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy. This message sponsored by Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love being corrected by my friend Sam Peters. Yeah, he's the former president. He's not the president. No. No, I'm talking about former President Donald J. Trump. Went down to our southern border, and by the way, went down to the epicenter, the Rio Grande Valley, rather than, you know, El Paso, Texas. It was just a joke what Kamala Harris did. What the former president did looked presidential. And at a news conference, this is cut 6, said he was proud of the job that he and his administration did along our southern border. They really did an amazing job. And the president took a little bit of a victory. The former president took what amounted to a victory lap. Here it is.
All of a sudden, Biden is blaming you for the current crisis. And
it's called misinformation.
It's fake news.
They've done it for 5 years, 6 years. Russia, Russia, Russia. And I told you the story. I told Sean the story. I'd go around. People would say, sir, do you know anything about Russia? This is what I'm running years ago. I'd say, no. A month later, do you know anything about Russia? Another guy comes up, sir, do you know anything about it? Then I get a call from Bert. Do you know anything about Russia? I said, what's going on with Russia? And it was the Russia hoax. That was misinformation. Now they're saying it was the Republican Party that wanted to defund the police. You hear that, Billy? Billy's not a big defunder of the police, I can tell. The Republican Party wants to defund the police. This just started yesterday. I don't know how they're getting away with that one, but all you have to do is, you know, the good thing with you, you take the old clips. There's no getting away.
I played the greatest hits last night, sir. Yes, I played them all. You know, when you look at what else is happening, too, and it's interesting that states like Florida and South Dakota, and I know many others, they're offering Texas and Arizona support now.
That's right.
And their law enforcement, because in the dark of night, they're taking illegal immigrants, flying them into these states, and now the states are responsible.
That's right.
For food and shelter and health care and education. They can't afford
it. And the states don't even know they're coming. They bring people in, and the states don't even know. They say, here, you're taking this. It's an allotment. It's called an allotment. And the governors, Republican governors, are, by the way, you look at the well-run states, it's all done by, for the most part, Republican governors. All of them. In terms of crime, in terms of everything else. Now, we have great Republican governors. We really do.
So the policies that have been reversed, Joe hasn't come to the border. You've been here many times. Kamala really didn't come to the border. It seemed like a photo op to me. What would you want them to know that they don't know, or maybe they do know and they don't seem to care about?
Well, Kamala wouldn't have come if she didn't hear I was coming.
Oh,
I was
true.
Invited by the governor. And I said yes. And I said yes, to my honor, because we were very proud of the job we did. Nobody's ever done the job that we've done. We built over, now I guess it's close to 500 miles of wall. And we were going to build an extra 200 because we had money left over. We were going to do an extra 200.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's ever done this. And all he had to do is go another 2 months and the wall would have been totally completed. And by the way, they have to paint the wall. I'm going to give that job to Brian. We have to paint, great congressman. We have to paint the wall because it's starting to rust. It's supposed to be painted. And they don't even want to paint the wall. It's so disgraceful. 2 more months, everything would have been completed. And they said, just like with the Keystone Pipeline, They're not going to do it. 48,000 jobs out the window and an environmental pipeline, much better than other forms of transportation for the product. So when you look at what's happening, and inflation is going to be the killer of them all, because inflation is going to destroy our country. The border is going to destroy our country. You know what else is going to destroy our country? Bad elections, phony elections, going to destroy our country. That's going to destroy our country.
I want to get to all of that.
Yeah, there you have it. With Sean Hannity, Donald J. Trump, private citizen, former president of the United States. Stick around. More to do as we continue on to the finish line. We'll be sprinting to the finish line today on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you are going out of town? Are you among the 43 million people that are going to be driving beginning tomorrow? Hope that you... are careful. You know that the cops are going to be out there. They're going to be looking for drunk drivers. So please don't test them. They're given special money from the federal government to crack down on drunk drivers. So make sure that you use Uber and Lyft and designated drivers. It's going to be a great weekend, but don't spoil it with a DUI. Okay, Can we make a deal on that? Also, don't forget, Pat Casale will be sitting in tomorrow. Best of show on Monday, and I'm so excited. Whenever Pat comes on, there's a lot of opinion and there's a lot of fun. And so I'll probably be listening. I'm not traveling this holiday. Don't know why, but I'm just.